This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. Like we mentioned a minute ago up in the wrap, the world's two biggest emitters of carbon took a big step today toward addressing climate change. In a joint announcement, China and the U.S. outlined new steps to cut greenhouse gas emissions. And we're going to focus on just a piece of that news. Chinese President Xi Jinping confirmed plans to launch a national cap-and-trade system for carbon dioxide emissions. It would create the world's largest carbon market. In setting it up, China has a successful cap-and-trade model to study, the United States. Marketplace's Amy Scott explains.
In June 1989, President George H.W. Bush proposed a new Clean Air Act. It would cut sulfur dioxide emissions that caused acid rain by imposing an overall cap.
We're allowing utilities to trade credits among themselves for reductions they make to let them decide how to bring aggregate emissions down as cost-effectively as possible.
A power plant that cut its emissions more than required could sell credits to one that couldn't or wouldn't meet the limits.
It was a big experiment. No one had really done it, certainly on that scale before.
That's Robert Stowe, executive director of the Harvard Environmental Economics Program. The experiment worked. Fred Krupp is president of the Environmental Defense Fund, which helped develop the program.
The country has now reduced emissions by over 70%, and just at a fraction of the cost that was estimated.
Krupp's group has advised China as it applies that same approach to planet-warming carbon emissions in seven regional pilot programs. David Wasko directs the Climate Action Initiative at the World Resources Institute. He says as China's cap-and-trade system goes national, it's critical to set overall emissions allowances at the right level. If power plants and factories can buy credits too cheaply,
the incentives throughout the market to put in place low-carbon approaches will not be what one would hope for.
That's what happened initially in Europe's decade-old cap-and-trade scheme. But Wasko says the EU has taken steps to bolster the market, and the cap has worked. Carbon emissions have fallen. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.